What happens if you're asked an illegal question? And how do you know what questions are legal and what questions are not legal? Let's address that first. I'm going to take you through several of the specific laws that were passed so you know what to look for, and then we'll talk about some common illegal questions that are asked and how to respond. First, the Civil Rights Act of 1964 makes it illegal for any employer with more than 15 employees that engages in interstate commerce, and any employment agency, regardless of their size, as long as they have clients that are larger than 15 employees that engage in interstate commerce. This act applies directly to them as well. Makes it illegal for all of them to discriminate against any individual on the basis of that individual's race, color, religion, sex, or national origin. There are very few, very rare exceptions to this rule, and for what they call bona fide occupational qualification exemptions, for when it's reasonably necessary to the normal operation of that particular business. For example, if you were applying for a locker room attendant position for a ladies' locker room, sorry guys, while that might be a fun job, they have the right to hire a woman for that job. Or if a fashion designer of a men's line of clothing needs to hire a model to show off the latest line of suits, it's understandable that they need to hire a man for that job. But just saying, my employees won't work for a woman, or my customers want to place their orders with a man, doesn't quite cut it. Additionally, the Federal Age Discrimination in Employment Act of 1967, which was later amended in 1986 and most recently in 1991, makes it illegal to discriminate on the basis of age against anyone over the age of 40 years old. In terms of what the specific amendments were, it was originally written that you couldn't discriminate against people between the ages of 40 and 65, and then it was amended to the ages of 40 and 70, and now it's simply for anyone over the age of 40. The Americans with Disabilities Act, which I'll refer to from this point forward as the ADA, became effective in 1992, which also covers employers with more than 15 employees and all employment agencies. The ADA defines someone as being disabled if they have physical or mental impairment and a substantial limitation on a major life activity. And from there, the act gets very specific, and there are multiple exceptions and differences that truly need to be studied to be understood. For example, if you can't read, well, that's a physical impairment that results in a substantial limitation on a major life activity. But if you can't read because you dropped out of school before you learned to read, well, then you're not technically impaired, which means you're not disabled. But if you can't read because of severe dyslexia, then you meet both requirements of being both impaired and having a substantial limitation on a major life activity, and you're considered to be disabled. Or for another example, if you are currently engaging in the use of illegal drugs, then you are not considered disabled. However, if you are a rehabilitated drug addict not currently using illegal drugs, or any people or persons participating in supervised rehabilitation programs no longer using such drugs, can be considered to be disabled under the act and may not be discriminated against. Interestingly, nothing in the ADA prohibits drug testing. So if you think you could be disabled, but you're not sure if you're covered by the act, read through the Americans with Disabilities Act, effective as of July 26, 1992, to determine if you're disabled. So what can they ask and what can't they ask? Well, since we're already on the subject, let's run through some of the questions that employers can and cannot ask in regards to disabilities. They can directly ask you whether or not you can do the job or not, and they can also ask you to describe or demonstrate how you would do the job, and they can ask you legally if you can meet their attendance requirements, as well as look into your rate of absence from previous jobs. However, they cannot ask you how many days you were sick in previous jobs, because that could tend to pull unnecessary information about your disability. They are allowed to ask about impairments, but not disabilities. There's a big difference. That being, if you have a broken leg, they can ask you how you broke your leg, but they cannot ask you anything to the effect of, do your bones break easily? Because that could elicit information about a disability. Nor can they ask you about your workers' compensation history or prior job-related injuries. Here's an interesting set of questions. they can legally ask you about your current use of illegal drugs and your past use of illegal drugs, as long as they don't ask how often you use them or about any addictions. But they cannot ask you about any use of lawful drugs, because that might lead to answers that indicate the presence of a disability, which I found to be interesting. In respect to alcohol, they can ask you if you drink, but they cannot ask you how often you drink or if you've ever participated in any alcohol rehabilitation programs. Now, let's move on to the more basic questions that they can ask and cannot ask, stemming more from the Civil Rights Act of 1964. While they can ask you your name, of course, they cannot ask you your maiden name or any other names you've had if your name has been legally changed. For example, have you ever had any other names other than the one you're using now? That would be an illegal question. While they can ask you where you live, they cannot ask you where you were born or where your parents were born. Obviously, that would give them information about your national origin, which is specifically covered by the Act. In terms of religion, they really shouldn't ask any questions about your religion at all, and that includes asking about any religious holidays that you might take and want to observe. With regards to citizenship, they cannot ask you if you are a U.S. citizen unless it's necessary for security clearance purposes. But that's it. Beyond that, all they're allowed to ask in regards to this is if you have the legal right to remain permanently in the United States and to work here. Whether or not you're a citizen born in the United States or a green card holder who became a citizen is not relevant, and to ask about it would violate the Immigration Reform and Control Act. They are allowed to ask what languages you speak if it's relevant to the job, but they cannot ask how you learn them, because that might be construed as discrimination on the basis of national origin. Regarding children, questions regarding how many children you have, their ages, and who will care for the children should not be asked by the employer. They can ask about your ability to meet the employer's attendance requirements, but they cannot ask you how your children will be cared for, and there's a difference there. On that note, they also cannot ask you if you plan on having children or if you plan on getting married. Those are discriminatory questions. So that's a basic rundown of what they can and cannot ask. I didn't cover every detail of every federal act and every question that they can and cannot ask, because there are just volumes of information to be covered. But this should give you a good start. And if you're ever going to be in a position to hire somebody, please give this track another listen so you don't go out of bounds and ask a question that you shouldn't.